Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for February 5th, 2010.
The Science Update Podcast is produced by AAAS, advancing science, serving society.
What you do is you get a dung sample, and then you extract all the DNA in the dung sample.
This week, we have some extraordinary stories from the animal world for you.
Mussels provide an interesting model system for medical sealants.
Populations need to maintain genetic diversity so that they can face changing conditions in the future.
We'll tell you how a tasty bivalve is inspiring new kinds of medical sealants, plus a confirmation of a virgin birth in sharks. First, though, Suzanne Bard reports on how analyzing the DNA of elephant poop could help save them from extinction.
A set of genes called the major histocompatibility complex helps your immune system fight off disease. Turns out, elephants have these genes, too. Evolutionary biologist Beth Archie, now of Notre Dame, and her colleagues at the Smithsonian National Zoo collected DNA samples from elephants.
What you do is you get a dung sample, and then you extract all the DNA in the dung sample. So when you do that, you're extracting DNA from bacteria, from the food the elephant ate, from fungus that's in there. So you're getting DNA from all different kinds of organisms. And then what you do is you use little pieces of DNA that match up perfectly to the elephant DNA you're looking for. You sort of use those to pull out the DNA that you're looking for.
Then they analyzed how variable the DNA was.
We found out that elephants, like a lot of other animals, have fairly diverse MHC genes.
She says that's good news for the elephants.
They've got genes that can help them protect against disease. Populations need to maintain genetic diversity so that they can face changing conditions in the future, like climate change or a new disease threat that might come in. This is particularly important in zoo populations where it is relatively difficult to get elephants to breed in zoos. And so you might potentially want to look at these genes before you actually end up breeding elephants because it might help you make sure that you were producing elephants that weren't going to be inbred or elephants that would have sort of diverse MHC genes that would sort of help them fight off disease.
Archie says her team also discovered that different kinds of elephants have comparable MHC genes.
Although the genes are very diverse, the lineages of the genes are maintained for a long time. So Asian and African elephants both have very similar versions of the same gene, so they might use that gene to fight off a similar disease.
Thanks for that report, Suzanne. During pregnancy, a rip in the fetal membrane can lead to preterm labor or miscarriage. Northwestern University biomedical engineer Philip Messersmith and his colleagues are hoping to fix those torn membranes with a new glue. It's inspired by mussels, the shellfish, that is.
Mussels provide an interesting model system for medical sealants because they have evolved very elegant solutions to adhesion in wet environments, which normally is very difficult to accomplish.
Despite their wet environment, the mussels' glue lets them hold on tight to rocks, boats, and other underwater surfaces. Messersmith's team made a synthetic variation of the mussel glue, which has shown promise in the lab, and animal studies are coming soon. Eventually, though, he'll need to find a delivery system that glues the fetal membrane, but not the fetus itself. Next, Justin Warner has a miraculous story about sharks.
In the past few years, scientists have learned that sharks can have virgin births. That's called parthenogenesis, and while it doesn't occur in mammals, it's been seen in a variety of other creatures, from honeybees to Komodo dragons. It wasn't confirmed in sharks until 2007, when a female hammerhead at a Nebraska zoo gave birth with no male help. Another confirmed case in 2008 involved a blacktip shark. Now, Doug Sweet of the Belle Isle Aquarium in Detroit and Kevin Feldheim of the Field Museum in Chicago have shown that a virgin shark can give birth to multiple offspring, and that the offspring can survive into adulthood. Feldheim's team genetically analyzed two bamboo sharks born at the aquarium in 2002. Their birth made headlines at the time because the mother had no male contact in captivity.
We came along with the genetic work to just show that it was in fact parthenogenesis. Because one possibility is many shark species can store sperm, So it's possible that sperm storage could explain it.
He says that was unlikely since the sharks came to the aquarium before they had reached sexual maturity, but they had to rule it out. So what makes these virgin births possible? Well, Feldheim says that in sharks, it involves a small genetically packed particle called a polar body. It's a byproduct of the female shark's normal reproductive cycle.
And typically these polar bodies are just reabsorbed by the female. And what we think is happening in automictic parthenogenesis is that one of these polar bodies is actually essentially serving as a sperm. And so the polar body is actually fertilizing the egg, and a viable offspring is produced.
The result is always a daughter, since only the mother's genes are involved. Yet the offspring aren't exact clones of the mother because each polar body contains somewhat different genetic material. It's very difficult to know how often this happens in the wild, if at all. Feldheim says one open question is whether certain conditions make it more likely.
It may happen in nature, for example, if a female shark can't find a mate, she can use this mode of reproduction to pass her genes on to the next generation. But again, why that happens and what triggers that to happen is unknown. I mean, that would be the next fascinating aspect of this kind of research.
They'd also like to find out if a virgin shark's offspring can still reproduce the old-fashioned way.
Thanks, Justin. Finally today, Suzanne has some more animal behavior news.
Young chimpanzees naturally share food with one another. As they become adults, though, they turn selfish. But closely related apes, known as bonobos, continue to share throughout their lives. Two new reports in the journal Current Biology suggest that species like bonobos that evolved in areas with lots of food and few competitors are like Peter Pan. They stay childlike forever. While species with limited resources, on the other hand, grow up fast, leaving juvenile traits like playing and sharing behind them.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, that's all we have for you this week. Next week, everyone knows that talking on the cell phone while driving is both distracting and dangerous, but we'll give you another reason to put off your conversation for later. And while you're resting your cell phone, your t-shirt could be charging it. We'll have a report on nanotechnology advances that could lead to wearable batteries. Until next week, get your daily dose of science by listening to the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. And remember, if you have a science question for us, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use your question, you will win one of our brand new Science Update mugs. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.